On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Almost a Christian. And we learned two things. We learned that people back away from becoming a Christian because they are waiting on the right time. And secondly, they are wanting other things more than Christ. But there are two more reasons that people back away from becoming a Christian. So open your Bibles to Acts 26, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
The poor, don't bring it to me. I don't want it. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come and follow me. Jesus is different from a lot of modern preachers today, ain't it? They would have told that boy to go sell what you got, then bring it right here now. Amen. Amen. God done sent you here to bless this church. Amen. Verse 22. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. Why? For he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Notice, this man here allowed his want to for riches to control his behavior. He wanted his riches more than he wanted a relationship with Jesus Christ. He loved his money more than he loved Jesus. Money, mammon, was his God, not Jesus Christ as is God. And the man is in hell today. He could have been in heaven, but he's in hell because he wanted riches more than Christ. In other words, he's sitting in hell today thinking about that time I came to Jesus. I was almost a Christian. All I had to do is do what he told me to do, and I would be in heaven today. But he's got a set somewhere in a lonely spot in hell. But this man's story is being repeated every day. Now this man, he wanted his riches. But how many people today are into their properties? They're into their possessions. They're into their cars. See, somebody's at the car wash this morning of washing their ride that got the rims on it and all of that. See, somebody today is allowing their little bling bling and all of their jewelry to keep them from Christ. Oh, I ain't in your neighborhood yet. But see, somebody may even allow their job to keep them from coming to Jesus. Or somebody, I still ain't in somebody's neighborhood. So somebody is allowing their honey. They come into church, but they come in looking for the wrong man. Y'all gonna go with me? I'm gonna have to go by myself. They're letting their want to for a husband, a wife, keep them from coming to Jesus. They can't focus on the lesson because they're looking at who is that.
That's good.
going to end up in hell. And they're going to relive the passage over and over. And they say, you know, I was almost a Christian. But they let their want-tos got in the way. Number three, working. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Some folks are almost a Christian, but they let waiting get in the way. They let their wanting for other things get in the way. They let their working get in the way. And this working is they let their good works get in the way. See, some people are trying to work their way to heaven. Look right here in the text. Jesus is talking, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Are you with me, Bible way? Look at what Jesus says. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, what day? Judgment day. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful work. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Notice. Hell is going to be full of folks who was trying to work their way into heaven. Notice. He started right here with some of the folks that was preaching. There's going to be a lot of preachers that are going to be showing up at the white throne judgment, and they're going to be saying, wait a minute, Lord, didn't I preach? I mean, it's got to be a mistake. It's got to be some mistake up in the house of the Lord here, because didn't I preach in your name? I mean, don't you remember the sermon that I even preached? I was talking about gold diggers in the house of the Lord. Don't you remember the sermon, Lord? And the Lord is going to say, I never knew you. Even though you was preaching, I didn't know you. Notice. And it ain't no stop with the preachers. Notice, he said there are going to be many that are saying, in thy name, then we cast out demons. We had a deliverance ministry in your name. We was casting demons out of folks in your name. And in your name, we've done a lot of, just a wonderful work. Oh, now that's a lot in that wonderful work. In other words, there may be somebody on the parking lot committee that's showing up there at the white throne judgment and saying, Lord, don't you remember? I was out there in the hot sun on a hot sunny day in the parking lot committee. Somebody else say, but Lord, don't you know that I was a greeter? I was holding the door open for folks. Others are saying, Lord, I was an usher day in the church. Some are saying, Lord, don't you remember the songs that I was singing up in the choir stand for the Lord? I was singing up there on first and third every Sunday in the house of the Lord. Others are going to be saying, Lord, don't you remember me? I was a deacon in the house of the Lord. Don't you remember those great prayers that I was praying? Others are saying, Lord, I was taking up the money in the church. I was a trustee. And the other one say, the Lord, I didn't do too much, but I was there every Sunday watching everybody else that was doing something in the house of the Lord. And the Lord is going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What is iniquity? Because iniquity is the key word in that text. He says, depart from me, thee that work iniquity. Iniquity means to take a good thing and pervert it. You took a good thing, but you done it the wrong way. That's what he's talking about. Preacher, you was taking the Bible. The Bible is a good thing, but you used it in the wrong way. Oh, deacon, prayer is a good thing, but you really weren't praying to me. You was praying to impress people. You took a good thing, but you was doing it the wrong way. Choir member, that's good to sing for the Lord, but you really weren't singing for the Lord. You was singing for the people, because you wanted the praises of men more than the praises of God. Oh, you was doing a good thing, but you done it the wrong way. So he said, depart from me, workers of iniquity. I don't know you. Hell is going to be full of church folks who was almost a Christian. They came to church. Get this now. They came to church, but they never came to Christ. They came to church, but they didn't come to Christ. And when they got to church, they got it confused. They didn't realize they was coming to the King of Kings. They got it confused with Burger King. They were trying to have it their own way. But you can't have it your way. The Bible says there is a way that seems like it's right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. You got to come his way. Hell is full of folks who was almost a Christian. They was trying to work their way in. They was trusting in their works rather than trusting in the Lord. Trusting in his works that get you in. Oh, hell is full of folks that's working. Hell is full of folks that's wanting. But hell is also full of just wicked. Wicked people. And that's really why I think King Agrippa wasn't fully persuaded. Could it be that King Agrippa had a wicked heart? Look, when I look at King Agrippa back over here at 26, Acts 26 and 28, Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. A lot of theologians, when they interpret that, they don't interpret it like I read it. They interpret this as a prideful statement. They say Agrippa was prideful because when you read it out of the NIV or the NASB Bible, King Agrippa says, in such a short time, you're trying to persuade me to be a Christian. That's what some Bible says. In such a short time. In other words, he was prideful of his intellect. He was saying, wait a minute, you think you can come in here and in 10, 15 minutes, that's going to convince me? I may be young, but I wasn't born yesterday. He was took pride in his intellect. But some theologians say he took pride in his position. Because it says, Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuaded me. And they focus on the me as the Christian. What about the me? I'm a king. You here in chains. You're a prisoner. Wearing prisoner clothes. Come up in here trying to convince me. I'm above you. You're beneath me. You're trying to convince me, the King of the Jews, to be a Christian. In other words, he looked at himself as knowing more than the greatest theologian that ever lived. King Agrippa. He took pride in his position. Do you know the thing about pride? Pride is a dangerous sin. Out of all the sins that you could ever get, you don't want pride. Why is that? Because when you got the sin of pride, you'll have the wrong evaluation of life. You won't be able to make the right appraisal of things in life. You won't even be able to make the right appraisal of your own life. You could be doing bad, but you think that you're doing good all because of pride. And you could be lost, but you think that you're saved, all because of pride. You think that you're safe, but you're really out, all because of pride. You're at the bottom, but you think that you're at the top, all because of pride. You're really out, but you think you're in, all because of pride. You think you're going to heaven, but you're on your way to hell, all because of pride. See, that's why the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? You don't know how wicked your heart is when you got pride in your life, because pride blinds you to the reality of life. He took even pride in his peers. He was in the room. He had his queen over here to the right. He had the governor right there. He had all of his officials, his secretary of state, secretary of defense. He had them all right there in the room there. He had all the big shots there in the city, the rich and the famous there. He took pride in his peers being associated with all of those great people there in the room. And no doubt a thought came across his mind: if I bow down and accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, what is these people going to think about me? What is this Queen Bernice going to think about me? What is Festus going to think about me? What is all of my Secretary of State and Defense going to think about me? What is my generals and my soldiers, what they going to think about me? What are the rich and the famous in the room, what they going to think about me? If I bow my knee down and accept Jesus as my personal Savior, what are they going to think about me? Sometimes we have that same kind of thought that run across our minds. If we accept Jesus Christ and bow the knee to Jesus Christ, what is my friends going to think about me? What is my family members going to think about me? What is my husband going to think about me? Are my wife going to think about me? What about folks on my job going to think about me? Folks on my team going to think about me? What is folks going to think about me? That should not be the question. We shouldn't worry about what our friends gonna say, a family member's gonna say, or co-workers are gonna say. See, that's not the question. The question ought to be, if I don't accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, what is Jesus gonna think about me? Because, see, none of our friends and co-workers and neighbors and family members, they ain't got not one heaven to put us in. They ain't got one hell to send us to. But Jesus Christ, he got a heaven that he can open up the door and say, come on up in here. But he also got a hell that he say, depart from me, that he can send you to. That's why Paul says, and he asked the question, what is it that can separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus? Paul, he began to ask the question. He said, what about tribulations? Or what about pearls? Or what about suffering? Or what about famines? What about persecutions? He says, nay, in all of these things, he says, I'm more than conquerors through him that loved us. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor height, nor principalities or powers, nor angels, nor things present, nor things to come, shall ever separate me from the love of Christ that's in Christ Jesus. Oh, Paul says, I'm not going to let nothing separate me from Christ. And that should be your philosophy of life. You ought to say, I ain't going to let nothing going to separate me from Christ. Today, if King Agrippa could come out of hell today, he would tell you, don't you let your wantings keep you from Christ. He would tell you today, don't you let your good works keep you from Christ. He will tell you today, don't let your waiting around keep you from Christ. He will tell you, don't be like me and let your old wicked heart keep you from Christ. He will tell you to get on up right today and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He will tell you today that now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of your salvation. But King Agrippa can't come back here. He's sitting in hell today. And the tape is just going over and over in his mind. That day that Paul came there and preached about Jesus, all he had to do was accept Christ as his Savior. And he would have become a Christian. But he got to live in hell with a statement over his head. Almost a Christian. As I come to a close, I'll never forget, it was in February of 2003. I was sitting there in my house and I was working on a sermon because it was a Saturday. And all of a sudden there was a sonic boom. And it looked like jarred the house. I didn't know what it was. And so I ran and got the remote, cut on the television. And I discovered, and watching the news, that space shuttle, Columbia, had blown up over Texas. And as I was listening to the news, one of the men said, you know, the tragedy of this thing is not only it blowed up over Texas. The tragedy is they was 15 minutes away from landing in Florida. They was 15 minutes away from being almost home. I thought about that. But you know, the tragedy in this text is that King Agrippa was less than a minute away from being almost to his heavenly home. All he had to do is just say, yes, Paul, I believe that Jesus Christ is indeed the Savior of the world. And that would have been his ticket to get him home. He was almost home. Ladies and gentlemen, don't make that same mistake. You got a chance today to get a ticket. To get a ticket to go to heaven. Not just to vacation a while, but to have an eternal home. A home where there's no crying, no dying, where every day is like Sunday. The Sabbath will have no end. You got an opportunity to get your ticket today. Accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior. Because if you don't, you may have that label over your head. In hell, almost a Christian. Don't let that be said about you. That's why the songwriter said, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Not on the outside. I want to be one inside out. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Is that your desire today? Is that your desire today? Be a Christian right in your heart. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message today. Take this message and use this message to bring honor and glory to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. Bread of life sent down
from the Lord. If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Sit down.